The curtain opens and Amber is having dinner with her parents. She decides to tell them everything. Amber: Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom. Today I went to play with Timmy, and while we were talking, I saw one of your boats in the distance. But suddenly, it started dumping a lot of oil and garbage in the ocean. What is up with that?
Roberto: First of all, keep your voice down, Amber. You can't yell at me. I'm your father. And second, it's your job. Many companies pay a lot of money to dispose of their garbage, and what better place to do it than the ocean?
Amber: It's okay, but no, the ocean, it's not a garbage dump. Dad, there are many species that die because of that. It's not okay. I can't allow you to continue doing this.
Catalina:
Amber, stop fighting with your father. It's our job. The ocean is huge, and that does not affect. If we quit our job, we will have nowhere to go. Accept the reality.
Amber:
The ocean is not yours, and what you do is literally kill and extinguish a lot of innocent little animals. The life of these little animals is much more important than the money. And something you don't know is that the ocean can feel how you kill it slowly. It told all this to Timmy. The ocean is very sick. Please react. We together can help to change this reality.
Roberto:
Amber, are you crazy? If I stop doing this, we will be homeless. Don't you understand?
Catalina:
After all, how could your father and I alone make sure there is no more garbage in the sea? There are tons and whole islands of poor garbage, and that is irreversible.
Amber: The point is, Mom, that we stop polluting the ocean before all of it turns into a giant garbage dump.
Timmy and I together come up with a plan to help you.